Hello, Cleveland. This is Alex Hoffman from the Too Much Effing Perspective podcast, and welcome to Quick Taps, short episodes with short stories for short attention spans. Our theme today is an OSHA of emotion, Spinal Tap moments when our guests got hurt on the job, and unlike the John Cougar Mellencamp song, these injuries did not hurt so good. Just ask actor and Second City legend Dave Pasquazi, who probably should have bolted from this particular film production.
It was called McClintock's Peach, and we had very little money and not much time. I think we shot it in 18 days, and it was really a lot of work. And we were at this grocery store shooting.
Take one.
And we ran in the door, shoulder to shoulder, and someone had left a bolt sticking out of the door jamb. I ran into it and it hit my ribs. All this stuff's going through my head. Don't wreck the take. We're not here that long. Don't wreck the take. Keep going. And I got like a half a line out, and then the pain came.
Oh.
And I just crumpled to my knees. And an electrician who was pretty good with tape, he fixed me that time. And then another time I got injured on the same film, and he fixed me that time too. He was real good at taping.
Our next story comes from Mad TV's brilliant Stephanie Weir, who didn't really have too much fun with Dick and Jane.
So when I was at Mad TV, I was winding up there and I got cast in a Jim Carrey movie, Fun with Dick and Jane. This is really the first big movie that I've been in. And so I'm very excited about it. We go to shoot this big scene and Jim Carrey and Tay Leone are going to go in and rob the bank. But my husband and I are already there. And we're just like these unsuspecting dorky couple that you would never suspect would be robbing a bank. And of course, I'm excited to rob a bank and do all this stuff. So it's very complicated. I'm crawling, I'm jumping on top of things, but they want me to do everything very quickly. And then just as we got the choreography down, we're getting ready to shoot, prop guy walks over and he hands me my mask. The holes for the eyes are so tiny, I can't see out of it. And so now I've got the mask on and it's very chaotic. Lots of people running around there and the camera is moving with me. So there's timing issue, but I can't see anything. And so I'm kind of fucking it up, you know, each time. No, you need to crawl under this part. So the stress level is getting really high.
Take two.
And then I finally do it correctly. But at the very end of it, you know, those big velvet ropes that indicate where a line is at the bank or whatever, I knock one over and it clocks me on the head and they call cotton. Yay. Oh, that was great. That was terrific. And I mean, my head is spinning, like it really did hurt. And I take my mask off and everyone in the room is like, you know, what's wrong? And I reach up and I've got this goose egg on my forehead. And I mean, it is a protrusion that I didn't know your head could make. The medic comes in, he's like, I got to get her to the emergency room right away. So that was my first movie experience gone so terribly wrong. And every time I get a residual, it makes me laugh.
As George Costanza said on Seinfeld, that's gotta hurt. And our final story comes from lead singer Justin Sullivan from the British band New Model Army, who recently released their 16th album, Unbroken. Justin tells us about the time he appeared on stage with AC/DC, and we're not talking about the band.
I had a habit in the early, 91, I think 92 or something like that, I used to pick up a stage light and sort of shine it in the audience. Sounds a bit like Bono or someone like that, but I used to do that. And it was the last song of the encore, and we were in Switzerland. I picked up a stage light, and I couldn't get a decent grip because my hands were all sweaty, so I put my hand inside, and I don't really understand electricity, but my hand stuck on it. It was like, boom. And I had a bit of a Homer Simpson moment when I could feel the current coming up my left arm, enough time to go, oh! And then I'm on my back, and everyone thought it was part of the show. So I'm on this current for apparently about 12 seconds, and then one of our crew fortunately realized what was happening, kicked it out of my hand. They carried me downstairs. Unfortunately, there was a Swiss doctor who happened to be in the gig who ran down. And then I came back with him trying to bash my heart to make it start again. And I remember as I'm coming back thinking, why doesn't anyone just leave me alone? And then zoom, I'm back. And I realized quite quick what had happened. This guy's still trying to massage my heart and I had to go to hospital and everything, but I was okay. But I was technically dead for 3 minutes. It's brilliant.
Ah, dying on stage. My co-host Alan knows what that feels like. Thanks for listening to today's Quick Tap. Please do us a favor and tell 3 friends about this show. They will thank you, guaranteed. And tune in next week when Alan and I return for more Spinal Tap moments on Too Much Effing Perspective.
Although it would be as great as having armadillos in our trousers, this podcast is not affiliated with This Is Spinal Tap, and no person or entity connected with the film has sponsored or endorsed its content. The podcast is not affiliated, sponsored, or licensed by Authorized Spinal Tap LLC or Century of Progress Productions.
Too Much Effing Perspective is a Milwaukee Talkies original.
Well, hey, podcast listener. My name is Vince, and I'm the host of a show called The RR Show. It stands for Reddit Readings. We're going to sit down twice a week, and I'm going to bring you the most entertaining stories from all of the best subreddits that exist online. Things like malicious compliance, petty revenge, hey, lady, I don't work here. Oh, there's so much more. Lots of great stories and things you won't believe. Like the one time this dude was caught in a bathroom with his friend and he was slapping them because that was the only way that he could actually legitimately help them. A mall cop comes in with a taser. Oh, yeah. The rest is history. It's going to be fun. I got like 20 seconds left, so I don't got much more time to tell you another story. But just join me on The RR Show. It's from Evergreen Podcast, produced in partnership with Wessler Media. So The RR Show, wherever you get podcasts, subscribe today. And it's like an adult story time. Let's hang out together. The RR Show. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.
Bowie, Dylan, Marley. You've heard the names and maybe you've heard their songs, but what about the stories behind the records that made titans of music like these so universally loved and important? Join me, Josh Adam Myers, host of The 500, as each week I go through a different album from Rolling Stone Magazine's 500 Greatest Albums list from 2012 with an incredible lineup of comedians, actors, and musicians talking about how the music has impacted their lives. New episodes of The 500 come out every Wednesday. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Evergreen Podcast Network.